me.
Blog
and then after
radio.
That, I'm doing Blackish, which is a movie, a sitcom on TV. And then I saw him doing, I saw him do the BET Awards. And he did another award show. He emceed the show. I was like, oh, shit, he's getting popular. And then I saw him on SUV today. And I was like, man.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory's Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter.
I wish I would have had
Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do G-Money Sports Report. So let's talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if you never get back. Let me root for the home team.
All right, let's talk Major League Baseball. All right, DJ, how you doing?
Doing all right.
All right. We're connected today, and that's a good sign that business is working as usual. So, let's talk about the standings in Major League Baseball. Let's talk about the American League first, and then we can talk about the National League.
All right. In the American League East, the Baltimore Orioles are still on top with 74 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays in second place with 72 wins. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place with 66 wins, followed by the Boston Red Sox with 62 wins in fourth place. In fifth place, the New York Yankees with 60 wins. In American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are still on top with 62 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians with 57 wins. Detroit Tigers are in third with 53 wins, followed by the Chicago White Sox in fourth place with 47 wins. And in fifth place, it's the Kansas City Royals with 39 wins. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are still on top with 71 wins, followed by the Houston Astros with 68 wins. In third place, the Seattle Mariners have 63 wins. In fourth place, California Angels have 59 wins. And in fifth place, the Oakland A's have 33 wins, far, far behind everyone else. In the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are still on top with 76 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies in second place with 65 wins. So the Braves are well ahead of the Phillies. Third place, it's the Marlins, Miami Marlins, with 63 wins. Fourth place, the New York Mets with 54 wins. And the fifth place, the Washington Nationals with 53 wins. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are in first place with 65 wins, followed by the Chicago Cubs in second place with 61 wins. Third place, the Cincinnati Reds have 62 wins. Fourth place, the St. Louis Cardinals have 53 wins. And in fifth place, the Pittsburgh Pirates also have 53 wins. So Cardinals and Pirates are tied. And finally, in the National League West, the L.A. Dodgers are still on top by a significant amount. They have 71 wins. In second place, it's the San Francisco Giants with 63 wins. Third place, the Arizona Diamondbacks with 59 wins. Fourth place, San Diego Padres with 56 wins. And in fifth place is the Colorado Rockies with 46 wins. And those are the standings in Major League Baseball. There's some games coming up that could affect the standings. Today, who's playing today? Well, the Cleveland Guardians are playing the Cincinnati Reds. Houston Astros are playing the Miami Marlins. If the Astros want to maintain their rank, they got to beat those Marlins. But the Marlins are also trying to move up in their rank. And so, because the Marlins are in the National League East and they're in third place, so they're trying to move up. So even though the Astros, who are in second place in the American League West, are trying to move into first, the Marlins are in third place trying to move into second in the National League East. Anyway, the Phillies, who are ahead of the Marlins, they play the Toronto Blue Jays. So it's pretty much the same thing. The Phillies are second place in National League East, and the Blue Jays are in third place in the National League and the American League East. Blue Jays have 66 wins. The Phillies have 65 wins. So that should be a pretty close game, and it's an important game for both teams. The Pittsburgh Pirates play the Mets. The Pirates are, in last place, and, Mets are in fourth. I guess they have about the same record. So, anyone could win that game. They both have about 53 or 54 wins. They're both down at the bottom of their division. The Yankees play the Braves today. The Yankees are at the bottom of the American League East with 60 wins. And the Braves, are at the top of the National League East with 76 wins. In fact, the Braves are pretty much the number one team in Major League Baseball right now. They have the most wins. So the Yankees are going up against the Braves. It's going to be a tough time for the Yankees, I think, this game. But, anything could happen. The Detroit Tigers are playing the Minnesota Twins. The Tigers are in third place in the American League Central, and Twins are in first place. So, the smart money's probably on the Twins, but you never know. what could happen. The Tigers might be on a winning streak, and you know, they may be hungry. The Oakland A's are playing the St. Louis Cardinals, both fifth place teams in their league and division. I think the Cardinals have a few more wins maybe than the A's. Cardinals have 53. Yeah, the A's have 33. So yeah, Cardinals have, you know, more wins, but you know, anything could happen. Chicago White Sox are playing the Chicago Cubs. Chicago versus Chicago. So both are home teams. Should be interesting to see who wins that game.
Who's considered the home game, the home team in those two teams that are both
the Chicago Cubs? Chicago Cubs are the home team.
Okay, the home team. All right.
For that game, you know, they play again. They play again tomorrow, and the Cubs are still the home team. And then they play again. Do they play another game? Do they play? Yeah. Oh, they only play two games. So
okay.
The Cubs are the home team for both games.
All right. Now, you were talking about the Cardinals. Oh, go ahead.
The St. Louis Cardinals are playing the Oakland A's. I mentioned that.
Yeah. Who is the home team in that game? The Cardinals or the
St.
Oakland A's?
The St. Louis Cardinals are the home team.
Okay.
I mentioned that both of them are at the bottom of their division. Although the Cardinals have 55 wins and the A's have 33 wins. So, you know, the Cardinals have way more wins than the A's. So they're probably the, you know,
the
smart money's
team
on the Cardinals.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. And you said something about the Twins. Are the Twins?
The Minnesota Twins are playing
team?
The Detroit Tigers. Yeah, the Tigers are playing the Twins in Minnesota. Still there?
Yeah, the Twins are playing the Tigers, and the Twins are the home team.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, the Twins should win that game because they're in a better standing. I think they're first place in their division, and the Tigers are in last place in their division. So I think
They're both in the American League Central. The Twins are in first place, and the Tigers are in third place.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I put my money on the Twins to win that game. And is that the second game of the series, or is this game three of the series?
You're talking about between the Twins and the Tigers?
Yeah.
This is the first of games.
Okay. This is the first one of two games. So they're playing
again tomorrow.
Yeah, they play
today and they play today and they play tomorrow.
All right. All right. Well, sounds good. That's the you said that the Dodgers are way ahead in the National League West. But
yes.
You also said the Atlanta Braves have the best record in Major League Baseball. What's the Dodgers record compared to the Atlanta Braves?
So the Atlanta Braves are out in front in the MLB with 76 wins and 42 losses. In second place, it's the Baltimore Orioles, who are in the head of the American League East, with 74 wins and 45 losses. Right behind them are the Tampa Bay Rays, who are also in the American League East, with 72 wins and 49 losses. So that's the top three, okay? So it's the Braves.
Okay, in the National League, right?
No, no. This is all of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball. Oh, that's the top three. Well, where are the Dodgers in that standing? I didn't hear you say the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I just want to make sure that we were clear that of all of Major League Baseball, the Braves are on top with 76 wins, followed by the Orioles with 74 and the Tampa Bay Rays with 72. That's the top three teams in Major League Baseball. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So team number four would be let's see. It would be the Dodgers with 76 wins and 46 losses.
Oh, okay.
71 wins and 46 losses. Yeah.
Okay. So they're the fourth team in the Major League with the fourth best record in the Major League Baseball.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So who are the top teams in the American League then? If the top three or four teams are National League teams, what about the American League?
Okay, so I'll just tell you. So the top teams in the American League are the Orioles with 74 wins, the Tampa Bay Rays with 72 wins, and the Texas Rangers who have 71 wins, just like the Dodgers. So Texas Rangers are next behind the Dodgers. So out of the top, you know, one, two, out of the top eight, out of the top six, half of them are American League.
Okay. So the National League has the top three teams or four teams, and the next two teams of the American League?
Nope. So the National League has the number one team. National League has the number one team. That's the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
American League has two and three. That's the Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays. And then the National League has four, and that's the Dodgers. And then the American League has five. That's the Texas Rangers.
Oh.
So out of the top five, three of them are in the American League and two of them are in the National League. Number one and number four are in the National League, the Braves and the Dodgers. And then two, three, and five are in the American League, the Orioles, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like the playoffs are going to be between the top three teams in the American League and the top two teams in the National League. Wow. Looks like the American League is going to take over when it comes to playoffs. So we have to wait and see what happens in the month of October, see if October ball is going to showcase the American League, even though the National League won the All-Star game. So I thought the best players in American League, in baseball were playing in the National League. But it looks like the American League actually has the best baseball players because their teams are in better position than the teams in the National League. Okay. Well, that's good to know. We have to wait and see what happens in the playoffs for Major League Baseball. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball. So let's talk WNBA basketball. I'm excited about those Las Vegas Aces. They're really putting on a show.
Here's the standings of WNBA as of August 15th, 2023. In first place, the Las Vegas Aces with 27 wins and 3 losses. Second place, it's the New York Liberty with 24 wins out of the East. Third place out of the East, also the Connecticut Sun has 21 wins and 9 losses. In fourth place, the Dallas Wings out of the West has 16 wins and 14 losses. In fifth place, the Atlanta Dream out of the East has 15 wins and 16 losses. In sixth place, the Minnesota, I think it's the Minnesota Lynx, that's who it is. Yep, it's the Minnesota Lynx. Have 14 wins and 16 losses. So that's the top six there. In the top six, you have the Las Vegas Aces, the New York Liberty, the Connecticut Sun, Dallas Wings, Atlanta Dream, and the Minnesota Lynx. Three of those teams are from the East, and three are from the West. So it looks like it might be a good little balance there. That means that also in the bottom six, there's going to be three from the East and three from the West. In seventh place, it's the Washington Mystics from the East with 14 wins and 16 losses. In eighth place, the Chicago Sky from the East has 12 wins and 18 losses. In ninth place, the LA Sparks have 12 wins and 18 losses. They're from the West. 10th place from the West, the Seattle Storm. 9 and 21, 11th place, Phoenix Mercury from the West, 9 and 21. And in 12th place, the Indiana Fever from the East has a record of 8 and 23. And that's the standings for the WNBA.
All right. Well, the Las Vegas Aces just put a whooping on somebody yesterday. And I want to know who they played because they just dominated the game, the whole game. And that's all the sports announcers were talking about. The Las Vegas Aces were just putting a whooping on somebody, but they didn't say who they were playing. So I want to know who they played yesterday and what the score was of the game.
So they didn't play yesterday. Their last game was Sunday. And so today is Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday,
okay.
Right? Okay. So their last game was Sunday. And they beat the Atlanta Dream 86-65.
Oh, okay. They did put a whooping on them. 86-55. Yeah, that's a big win.
86-65. So they beat them by, 21 points.
Oh, okay. 86-65. All right. Well, they said that the Aces came out playing strong basketball, and all of their players were almost in double figures. So that was a good game. I wish I could have followed that game, because I want to know who the stars on the Las Vegas Aces are, because they're putting up 20-plus points, and they're scoring. So, all right, go ahead, Las Vegas Aces. And what about the New York Liberty? They've been playing good ball, too. So they beat somebody.
Well, their last game was Sunday, and they beat the Indiana Fever, who I believe is in last place. They beat them 100-89. So, you know, but I think what's interesting or important thing that's happening right now in the WNBA is that there's only one game today, and then there's no games tomorrow, and then there's one game on Thursday. And both games, today and Thursday games, are the New York Liberty playing the Las Vegas Aces in Las Vegas. So
okay. That's
interesting. That's interesting since, you know, those are the number one and number two teams. And they're the only two teams who are going to be playing in the next two or three days.
Oh, okay. Well, they're saying the Las Vegas Aces are getting fired up. They're putting whoopings on people. So now they have a chance to show how good they are because they're getting ready for the playoffs. And if they can beat the New York Liberties and show a good standing in winning the game, that'll make them look really good in the WNBA. So go ahead, Las Vegas Aces. Play ball, girls. You guys are doing it. All right. What about the Connecticut team? Did they play this past week?
The Connecticut Sky played on Sunday, and they lost to the Washington Mystics on Sunday, 83-76.
They lost. What place is the Washington Connecticut, the Washington team? What is it? The Washington
Mystics. The Mystics are in seventh place.
Wow. Okay. And the Connecticut is the number three team in the WNBA, and they got beat by a number seven team in the WNBA. Well, that doesn't look good for Connecticut. I'm really disappointed in the people from Connecticut, even though their college team just won the NCAA tournament. They need to get some draft picks for their NBA team. And then maybe they will move up in the standings in the WNBA. All right. Anybody else play anything interesting? Let me think. The Dallas team, what position are they in? They usually play good basketball. They got like 14 wins. WNBA basketball. Where are the Dallas? What is the Dallas team? The Dallas Mavericks? No, that's their team in the NBA. What's their team in the WNBA?
What do you want to know about the Dallas Wings?
Dallas Wings. Okay. Who did they play and did they win? What position are they in? I think they're like in the top six.
Who did they play when?
Yeah, who did they play just recently? And did they win or did they lose?
Okay, so the Dallas Wings played on Saturday. And they beat the Connecticut Sun 91-81.
Wow, they beat Connecticut. Okay, so they showed up. Well, maybe they're moving up in the standings. What standing are the Dallas Wings right now? What position are they in the WNBA?
The Dallas Wings are in fourth place.
Oh, they're in fourth place. Okay, they're right behind the Connecticut team then, because Connecticut is in third place, and the second place team is the New York Liberty. So it's the Las Vegas Aces, then it's the New York team, then it's the Connecticut team. Both of those are from the Eastern Conference. And then the Danish team, I think it's from the Eastern Conference, but they're number four. All right. Well, it looks like the Eastern Conference is trying to move up then, getting ready for the playoffs. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball. And for the WNBA, the basketball. All right, time for a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home, and these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them, and I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing. They had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happened, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy presents on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support, and if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here, and if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
I'm G Money, and I'm here to say, about the microphone. Life back in the day, I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. Yeah, I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoes. Stepmaster of the blue, by Blue Stepping Crew. Yeah, I'm G Money, used to live in a park. Getting high with the homies, in a park after dark. Just a camp in a lot, in the desert popping this. Then it grew so big, it became a tropolis. Yeah, I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all my homies, smoking on my pot. Got all my ladies, singing ready or not. Got all my bars, sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double take with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm moving down the city, I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G Money, it's a family affair. Cause I hang with the homies, and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block, French braiding my hair. I go to the park, I swing on the swing, like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G Money, I want the world to know. I'm a straight OG with an old school flow. I'm G Money and I'm here to say, I rock the microphone like back in the day. I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. Yeah, I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoe. Step master of the blue, 5 blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G Money, used to live in a park. Getting high with the homies in the park after dark. Just a camp and a lot in the desert popping this. And it grew so big it became metropolis. Yeah, I'm G Money and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all my homies smoking on my pot. Got all my ladies singing ready or not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm moving down the city, I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G Money, it's a family affair. I hang with the homies and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block, French braiding my hair. Go to the park, I swing on a swing like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G Money and the world needs to know I'm a straight OG with an old school flow. I'm G Money and I'm here to say, I rock the microphone like back in the day. I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. Yeah, I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoe. Step master of the blue, 5 blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G Money, used to live in a park. Getting high with the homies in the park after dark. Just a camp and a lot in the desert popping this. And it grew so big it became metropolis. Yeah, I'm G Money and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all my homies smoking on my pot. Got all my ladies singing ready or not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm moving down the city, I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G Money, it's a family affair. I hang with the homies and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block, French braiding my hair. Go to the park, I swing on a swing like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king, yeah, I'm G Money and the world needs to know I'm a straight OG with an old school flow.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
G Money, the Pimp Comics, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story to share with you. There was a husband and wife that were married, and the wife got up and went to the bathroom. And she was sitting on the toilet, but she must have gained a little extra weight because she couldn't get off the toilet. She was stuck on the toilet. So she called her husband to come in and help her. And he came into the bathroom, and he was pulling on his wife, trying to pull her up off the toilet. But he couldn't pull her off. She just was too big to get up off of the toilet. So he told his wife he's going to go in to the living room and he's going to use the telephone and he's going to call the plumber and see if the plumber has some tools that he can use to come get his wife off the toilet. And she said, okay, make the call. So he goes in the living room and uses the phone, and he calls his friend, a plumber, and he tells his friend that his wife is stuck on the toilet, and she can't get off the toilet. No matter what he's done to try to pull her off the toilet, he can't pull her off the toilet. She's stuck. So the plumber said, yeah, I think I got some tools that can help pull her off the toilet. So I'll be at your house in 10 minutes. And the man said, okay. And he hung up the phone, and he went in the bathroom, and he told his wife that his plumber friend was on his way to the house, and he has some tools that he can use to get your fat butt off the toilet. And she said, okay, all right. So she just sat there waiting on the plumber to show up. And then the man noticed that his wife had pulled her pants down, and it was around her ankles, and her private parts were showing. And the man didn't want the plumber to come in and see his wife's private parts. So he went into the bedroom, and he got a hat out of the closet, and he brought it into the bathroom and sat it on his wife's lap and covered up her private parts. And he said, okay, he was satisfied that the hat covered his wife's private parts. So when the plumber got there, he wouldn't see his wife's personal private parts. And the doorbell rang, and the man left the bathroom and went to answer the door. And when he answered the door, it was the plumber. And he walked the plumber into the bathroom. And he showed the plumber his wife stuck on the toilet. And he said, I've done everything I could do to pull her off the toilet, but I just can't pull her off. She's gained extra weight, and she's so big that we can't pull her off the toilet. So did you bring something that we could use to get my wife off the toilet? And the plumber went and looked. He said, yeah, I got some tools that we could use to pull your big fat wife off of the toilet. But you know, that little man under the hat, I can't do a thing for him. He's a goner. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, all right. Well, I used to teach sixth grade in Compton Unified School District, and I had black kids and white kids. I had Asian kids and Spanish kids, and I had Indian kids, but I had to make sure they could all speak English, or I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so that I could teach them they could learn in their own language, because I couldn't teach them if they didn't speak English. So I wanted to know if they spoke English. And I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah, you said if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And he stood up. And I told him, I said, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? And he said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Oh, smart ass kids. They're so smart. There was a kid that went to church on Sunday, and there was a lady in the aisle in front of him, and her dress, she had tucked it in inside her panties. So the kid looked over and saw this lady standing in front of her, in front of him when they stood up for devotion. And he thought he'd do her a favor and pull her dress out of her panties. Well, when he pulled her dress out of her panties, she socked him in the eye. So he went home with a black eye, and his daddy asked him, what happened to you? How did you get a black eye? And he said, well, Daddy, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion, and the lady in front of us, Mrs. Brown, had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over, and I tried to pull her dress out of her panties for her, and she socked me in the eye. And his father said, well, in that kind of situation, you need to let the lady know that you were doing something to help her out. You weren't doing anything to insult her or anything like that. You were doing something that would be to her benefit. You were trying to help her out. So you should explain to her that what she was doing was for her benefit and not trying to, you know, take advantage of her or anything. So you need to remember that the next time you're in a situation, you need to let the ladies know that you're doing something that's going to be beneficial for them, and you're not doing something to try to take advantage of them. And he said, okay, Daddy, I'll remember that the next time it happened. So he went to church the next Sunday, and they were in church, and they stood up for a devotion. And the lady, Mrs. Brown, was standing in front of the young man again, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But this time, the young man didn't do anything. His buddy that was standing next to him reached over and pulled her panties out, or pulled her dress out of her panties. And the boy, the young man, knew that she didn't like that, so he tucked it back in, and she socked him in the eye again. I'm J Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn. 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 The roach is on the wall. We don't need no raid. Let the little suckers crawl. Crawl, suckers, crawl. Woo! Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now if you don't believe this tale is true, go ask the blind man, because he saw it too. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, I got some jokes for you. There was a boy that went to the pet store, and he saw the salesman in the pet store, and he asked him if he sells sharks in the pet store. And the salesman asked him why he wanted to buy a shark. And he said, I want to put a shark in my fish tank to get even with my cat that keeps messing with the fish in the fish tank. That'd be an interesting situation. All right. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know. You don't know. Does he look really silly wearing a sweater? Woo! There were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo! There was a man that was speeding on the highway, and he passed a highway patrol officer that was sitting off of the freeway behind a freeway billboard. And the highway patrol officer was eating his lunch, and he saw the man speed by on the highway. And he said, hey, what's going on? I can't have nobody speeding on my highway. So he put his sandwich up, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on the highway. And while he was chasing the man down, he thought to himself, he said, well, I'm going to stop this man, and I'm going to ask him why he's speeding on my highway. And if he gives me a legitimate answer, I'm going to let him go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So he was chasing the man on the highway, and he turned his sirens on and his red lights on, and he flagged the man down. And the man pulled over on the side of the freeway, and the highway patrol got out of his car, and he walked to the driver's side of the speeding man, and he asked him, he said, why were you speeding on my highway? And the man said, well, I passed the highway patrol, and I saw you parked on the side of the freeway behind the freeway billboard, and you kind of reminded me of my wife. My wife had run off with a highway patrol officer, so I was thinking about that, and then I saw you turn your lights on, and you were trying to pull up behind me, and I thought for sure you were trying to catch up with me to give my wife back. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I've moved the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Did you hear the story about the man that got arrested at the zoo for feeding the pigeons? Well, you wonder why that was so strange. Well, he was feeding the pigeons to the lions. Woo! You know, all of the fruits and vegetables in the field really like the corn. You know why they like the corn? Because the corn always was able to lend the ear. Woo! And why did the mushrooms have so much fun at the party? Because mushrooms are fun guys. Woo! Now, why does a snake, is a snake so smart? You don't know? Because you can't pull his legs. Woo! Now, if you're stuck in a room and the door is locked and there's a piano and there's a baseball bat and they have a table with a saw on it, how can you get out of the room? You don't know? Well, you could take a key off of the piano, and you can use the piano key to unlock the door, and you can get out the room. That's one way you could get out the room. The other way is you have a baseball bat, and you could get three strikes, and you're out. That's another way you could get out the room. And the third way is there's a table in the room and there's a saw. You could saw the table in half and then put it back together and you have a whole table. And you can get out through the hole. Whoa, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Oh, what kind of keys cannot open a door? A donkey? A parakeet? Or what's the other key? A donkey, a parakeet, and I can't think of the third key that you have to use to get out the room that you can't use. A donkey, a parakeet, and a doggy. No, that ain't it, but that'll do for the joke right now. Okay, so that's three keys that you can use that can't get out the door. Now, what moves, what... What... obstacle moves and I can't remember that joke either. Okay. Well, I knew a girl that had 10 strands of hair on her head and she put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side and she called her hairstyle Dippity Doo. And I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. Woo! And I had a buddy that had a girlfriend with one eye and one leg. And I asked him, what did you call her? And he says he calls her IHOP. Woo! There was a man that was a farmer, and he bought 600 acres of land. And when he moved to the neighborhood, he was constantly out there tilling his land, preparing crops for the next crop season. And at the end of the day, he would be sitting on his front porch facing the west and watching the sunset, and he'd be drinking beer while he's sitting on his front porch. Well, one day while he was out there relaxing on his front porch, a man pulled down the highway and then turned onto his property and pulled all the way up to his porch. And he got out of his truck and he said, howdy, neighbor. My name is Bob and I'm one of welcoming you to the neighborhood. I know none of the neighbors have come over and welcomed you to the neighborhood, so I want to be the first to welcoming you to the neighborhood. And the farmer said, well, thank you, Bob. You're the first person that I've met since I've moved to this part of town. And I'm always out on the ranch, on the farm, farming. And I don't get to meet many people. So that's really nice of you to come and welcome me to the neighborhood. That's really neighborly of you. And the farm and Bob said, yeah, and I want to have a party in your honor at my house. And I want to invite you to come to my house. And it's going to be drinking and smoking. And we'll have all kind of food for us to eat. It'll be a wang dang doodle of a good time. And I really don't want you to miss it. And the farmer said, well, that sounds really good. What's the dress code? because I want to make sure that I'm properly dressed. I don't want to go and be a standout in your party. So what's the dress code? And the man said, well, it really doesn't matter what you wear, because it's just going to be me and you. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I share this story with you. And then we're going to play one of my songs that I wrote for the listening audience. And the song is I'm a Comedian from L.A. And that's one of my number one hits that I wrote 3 years ago right here in Las Vegas for the listening crowd. So sit back, put your head up, put your head back, and put your feet up and listen to the story that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, do you have the story available that you can play for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show. And the song, I'm a Comedian from L.A. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central LA. He was down around 39th Street, and he had a big house. In fact, I think it was a three-story house. And the house was built out of concrete stones, and it had marble tables in the house. It had marble counters in the kitchen. It had marble floors in the bathroom. Oh, it was a big, beautiful house. And so the owner of the house, my godfather, he decided he wanted to put a pool in the back of his house. So he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he does that. And my daddy gave him the particulars on how to put a pool in his backyard. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall, and they went up to the planning department. And they walked by my daddy's office and went and asked some white people that they saw in the office and asked them about the procedure that they needed to know about putting a swimming pool in their backyard. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Yep, that's my daddy, Phil Gerard. So everybody was telling them, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard, because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and my daddy knew they were coming back to him. And he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. Go get your license to get your put in, and you can pay the fees. And you can get your pool put in. And so my godfather followed my daddy's directions, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And while my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking all kind of little shrimps out the ocean. I can't think of what they're called, but they were crawdads. That's what they were. They were having a crawdad party. So everybody was coming, and they were eating crawdads. And, oh, those crawdads were good. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. Now imagine swimming in the pool, and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And he would dive in the pool right after us, and he would be swimming around in the pool, and he would put his head in the water and look under the water to see where you were so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you, and you had to go back down and swim around and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. And every place you rode, the dog would be there. So my brothers were having a hard time because they couldn't swim underwater. Swimming on top of the water, and they could swim from side to side, and they could swim across the pool really good, but they weren't good swimmers to swim under the water. And so when they would swim, they would dive in the water and go down. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us, trying to climb on us when we were trying to reach up and get some air in the pool. Well, these dogs were just playing. They weren't trying to drown us, but every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we were swimming in the pool, and my brothers were getting, the dogs were crawling on their backside. Every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing because, see, I was a good swimmer. I could swim underwater, and I could swim from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool underwater. So I didn't have to worry about the dogs catching up with me, because I could look up and see where the dogs were, and I could just keep swimming. And I would get out of the way. So we had some good times at that pool, and I learned to swim very well, swimming in my daddy's friend's swimming pool. I went there and I swam in his swimming pool for several years, and I enjoyed it immensely. And the dogs were always there, so we always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Thank you. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. Come on now. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, 'cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Jesus. He's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I don't know what the clock on the wall says, but I know it's getting close to showdown time. So let me ask my engineer.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
All right. It's time for me to recognize the birthdays of my fan club members, my friends, and the followers of the radio show. So, DJ Papa D, can you list the names of fan club members, friends, and family members that are celebrating their birthday today, August 15th, 2023?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. August 15th. 2023. In a second. Here we go.
Happy birthday to Harry Jones III. Happy birthday to Melvin Lloyd. Happy birthday to Avon Lewis, 69 years young. Happy birthday to Douglas Winston, 60 years young. Happy birthday to Sherman Dilla Thomas. Happy birthday to Bridget Walker, 48 years young. Happy birthday to Amir Masood, 55 years young. Happy birthday to Tiana Wilkerson Vidal. Happy birthday, Tracy Khan. Happy birthday, Veruca Salt, 36 years old. Happy birthday, Jonathan Mosley. Happy birthday, Michael Berry. And last but not least, happy birthday to Marcel Gardere. That's it for birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, August 15th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And it's been a pleasure doing my radio show for you today. I hope you enjoyed all the stories and the jokes and the music for your listening pleasure. So now I know God is blessing us and giving me the glory that I deserve, because I'm working hard for the listening audience. I'm working hard for your entertainment pleasure. So I'm going to say it's time for me to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many, many more. God bless you on your birthday today, and may you celebrate many more in your life, and may God bless you on your birthday and bring you all the goodness that the good Lord can bless you with. And may you have a greeting from all of your family members. May they bless you with their presence. And may they cook a fabulous dinner for you and your friends so that you can be surrounded by loved ones as you celebrate another day of being alive on your birthday. So, all that said, I have the last thing to say is, let us pray.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the war on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son
and of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.